Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he is back. In fact, so many people over the past week have been saying, when's Darren Fuzzard back? Well, they were actually just saying, when's that other bloke back? The one, because Lisa's doing such a great job, you know, he doesn't need to hurry, does he? But no, he is back. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. Darren, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Very kind of you, Robbo, and I can feel how much you've missed me. Thank you for that.
You feel the love. Feel the love. Anyway.
But you're right. Lisa Knight did do a wonderful job.
She did.
And I very much appreciate her doing so that I could have a really great break, as well as all the other staff who did their part to keep things going.
And terrific.
The council for letting me go, Robbo.
Yeah, well, hey, it's good to have you back, mate. So let's get stuck into it. And we've been talking about the Botanic Garden. Now, this is an interesting one, a grammatical one. We've got here Botanical Gardens. As far as I believe, it is actually a botanic garden that has botanical plants in it. So there you go. There's just a little grammar Nazi for you. But anyway, the lights and the Malden Streetscape Project. How are they coming along?
Very well, Robert. And I've heard that debate about botanical versus botanic many times. And I'm assured botanical is the right word in this instance, but I don't know why.
Right, okay.
So I'll move on. As you know, we have been... It is a very much loved facility, the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens in our shire. And we have, to make it even more usable, we've recently installed additional lighting around the walking and the cycling track on the west side of the garden, the creek side. That was finished last week, and Marie Edwards was good enough to come down and celebrate and acknowledge the completion of that project. So that means now, Robbo, the entire walking and cycling loop that goes around the whole park is well lit. And obviously that increases safety and means that more people can come and enjoy the gardens for more parts of the day and feel safe to do so, especially during the winter months. So just a note for people as well. The lights are only on for a few hours in the morning and the evening. So we have thought about what's the impact on native fauna, and that's very much minimised that impact. So great to see that project done. Hope more people can take advantage of that and get out and enjoy the park for even more hours. On the Malden Streetscape project, it's one we've talked about many times, Robbo, and it's reached another great milestone just recently with the streetlights again being installed in that project. So they've been made automatic, so they come on at the right times of the day, obviously going to help improve safety through that central part of Malden. And we've also, of course, been considerate of the heritage importance of Malden, and they have been designed to respect that as well. So great to have that next stage of that project done, but there's plenty more to do, Robbo. We've got upgrading the footpaths next. We've got some pedestrian crossings to put in. We've got seatings in the town centre to do, and there's some more roadworks to do as well. So plenty more still to happen in that project in the coming months, but exciting to see the lights go in, and people can keep up with that one via the Facebook page for the Malden website if they want, Robbo.
Okay. Now, the Village Square Autumn Program kicking off, because, of course, we've got a long weekend this weekend, which is great.
Yeah, we do, and we really want to encourage people to get over to the Village Square in Castlemaine for some really terrific local performances. You might recall, Robert, we set that up in 2021 to really show off and very much support our talented creative sector here, who are also one of the most hard hit by the COVID restrictions. So it's been running since then. We got some great funding support from the state government for that let us put in place shade structures, a mobile stage and lighting. And if you haven't seen it yet, Robbo, it really is a great place for musicians and artists to perform and just for the general community to go and sit and just enjoy some sunshine in a safe and open air environment. So really want to promote, we've got an autumn program that's kicking off. Plenty of free family-friendly events there, and I understand we kicked off the weekend with a performance by Dead Moon Night, which is an experimental performance that responded in real time to its surrounds. So that sounds like that was some pretty good fun. But we've got plenty more coming up over the next few months, which includes live bands, DJs, dance workshops, and there's even a screening of a Bendigo-made film, Robbo. So plenty happening there. And just one that I will mention, Robbo, is this afternoon we've got a special performance for International Women's Day, like all the women out there. Let's all celebrate International Women's Day together. And we're featuring local musicians Hannah Blackburn, Jess Barker and K5. So that celebration for us starts at the Village Square at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. today, and you'll hear some great local music at that one.
Lovely. Terrific. And finally, mate, yes, we're into autumn now and the pools are closing and you've got a bit of a survey apropos that as well.
We do, Robbo. We do this every year just to see how things have gone at each of our pools. What have people liked about it? What do they think we can do better next year? All those sorts of questions get asked in our annual survey. So with the pools closing as of this weekend, that's the four, Castlemaine, Maldon, Newstead and Harcourt that we operate. We do want to find out once again what people think and what do we need to think about for next season. So first of all, a big thank you to our lifeguards and to everyone who visited those pools over the summer that really appreciated having them there. If people want to give us that feedback, they can go now to the Shape Mount Alexander website, Robbo, which is one we use for really all of our feedback processes now. Just look up Shape Mount Alexander or go to shape.mountalexander.vic.gov.au and there's a short survey there that you can tell us what you thought about the pool that you used over this last summer.
Fantastic. Well, Darren, it is good to have you back. Thank you. Glad you had a great break and look forward to chatting to you next Tuesday just after the long weekend.
Thank you very much, Robbo.
All the very best. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexandershire joining us on the Wake Up Call.